AP News, I'm high up in 20. The Senate has approved one of President Donald Trump's top economic advisors for a seat on the Federal Reserve's governing board. That gives the White House greater influence over the central bank just 2 days before it's expected to vote in favor of reducing its key interest rate. And an appeals court ruled that Lisa Cook can remain a Federal Reserve governor, rebuffing President Trump's efforts to remove her just ahead of the vote. President Donald Trump said the U.S. military again targeted a boat allegedly carrying drugs from Venezuela, killing three aboard the vessel. In remarks, he says the U.S. knows the boat it struck was carrying drugs.
We have proof. All you have to do is look at the cargo that was, like, it spattered all over the ocean. Big bags of cocaine and fentanyl all over the place. And Plus we have recorded evidence that they were leaving.
AP's John Gabriel explains why a summit in Qatar has led to little immediate action.
Qatar has held an emergency summit over Israel's attack on the country last week that targeted Hamas leaders there. There wasn't a lot of action taken at this summit. We did hear from the Gulf Cooperation Council. They say they're going to look at defense mechanisms to defend that six-nation bloc that includes Qatar. But in the whole summit, there was little action, and in part that's because of the wide range of opinions on Israel in the Middle East. For instance, you've got Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates, which today marked the 5-year anniversary of the so-called Abraham Accords, which saw them back in 2020 reach diplomatic recognition deals with Israel. And then you've got a country like Iran, which fought a 12-day war with Israel back in June. Now, overall in the summit, all the countries offered their support for Doha, and Qatar says it's going to continue to mediate to try to reach a ceasefire in the war. But it shows just the tension in the wider Middle East over Israel as they continue their offensive in Gaza, which shows no signs of stopping.
This is AP News. New York's commuter rail system is averting a possible strike as unions ask Trump for help.
A potential strike has been averted that could have shut down the nation's largest commuter rail system this week. Workers for the Long Island Railroad say their members voted Monday to authorize the unions to call a strike if an agreement on a new contract is not reached. But leaders of unions representing locomotive engineers, machinists, signalmen, and other train workers say they've also asked President Trump to form an emergency board that will push the possibility of a work stoppage out to January. Gilman Lang is with the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen.
This action does not mean a strike won't happen, but it does mean that it won't happen now.
Some 250,000 commuters use the LIRR each workday to and from the city and its eastern suburbs. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm high up in 20. AP News.